Okay, I'm just going to say it. This year, 2020, 5780, has been the most stressful year of my life. More stressful than the year I spent in Iraq in a war zone, away from creature comforts and from my children and my husband. More stressful than the year after my husband died, when I lived on Social Security payments, struggled every month to pay my rent, walked to appointments because I couldn't afford gas for my car, and shopped at the local food bank, trying to keep the lights on while also working through our grief. More stressful than the year when my husband and I got married and blended our families, learning to live with new children, learning to parent them, accept them, and love them. This year has been the most stressful year of my life. I am quite sure many of you feel the same way. And I think we need to talk about it as we enter into Slichot, the week before Rosh Hashanah, our new year, and into Yom Kippur, our communal day of atonement. We have to acknowledge this. We have to examine this, how the events of the world impact us right now, and how our feelings and actions and reactions right now may disturb us, may make us think that we do not even know ourselves. We need to examine what God says about this, at this time, in this season.
Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'yemet. Noser chesed la'alafim, noser avon v'afesha, v'chata v'nake.
I am angry. I am so angry right now that there are images on social media that cause within me an instinctive fight or flight response. For me, usually, it is fight. I want to hurt people when I feel this way. I want them to suffer. I feel hate and rage, and then I feel shame and confusion and despair. How can I, someone who sincerely seeks God in everything in my life, how is it that these feelings are still there? How is it that they are able to overtake me? Am I a fraud?
Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'yemet, Noser Chesed La'alafim, Noser Avon V'afesha, V'chesed.
A couple of weeks ago, I was in a discussion on Shabbat concerning Schadenfreude, a German word that translates to mean the delight we take in seeing others experience misfortune. Truthfully, I think before this year, I had not experienced Schadenfreude more than a handful of times in my 40 years. The few times I had felt it, it was because of a deep personal hurt by someone I knew well in my life. In every circumstance of this, I was able to go to the person, resolve things, find peace, and move beyond it. And if I didn't do that, it was by choice. But now I wish it on people who I have never met, never have spoken to. I feel it because of their political views, their actions or inactions in public spaces, their allegiance to leaders who I believe have betrayed us. These people represent a feeling of complete helplessness in my life. I want to do something to change things, but I don't have the power. So my mind and emotions move toward blame and retribution and revenge. This is not me. This is not normal. This is nothing I have experienced in my life. Not in war, not in grief, not in poverty, not in upheaval of domestic life. But this is what I experience now. And I must face it. I must work through this, or it will overtake me. Already, I believe that the stress of it is weakening my immune system. I am physically exhausted by it. I get sick a lot. I am not sleeping as well as I used to. I am not as kind to others as I used to be. In my words and thoughts and actions, the idea of having hurt others' feelings would have, before this year, weighed heavily on me. But now I find at times, I just don't care. Please, God, help me. I am scared. I am scared I am losing myself. I am scared of a side of me I didn't know was there. I am scared that this year has changed me and I will never be who I once was. Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed, Ve'emet, Notzer Chesed La Alafim, Nose Avon Vafesha, Vechata'a Venake. Slichot is a time God gives us just for this. In divine wisdom, I think God knows we all will experience years like this, times in our life when we have to come to terms with where we are emotionally, spiritually, with our thoughts and feelings toward others and our experiences. We can do this work daily, of course. God gives us the gift of redemption every moment of our lives if we want it. But this time of year is a call as a community to come together and do this work. There definitely is something quite powerful in facing this all at the same time, making a phone call to someone we have hurt or who has hurt us, and knowing that the person on the other end of the call was expecting it, or perhaps dreading it, or perhaps trying to get the courage to call us just as the phone rang. This year, I know who is on my list. I have the next week to do this, and while there is a part of me that struggles with the pride of such a moment, I also know that when I hang up the phone, there will be so much relief, so much weight off of me. That is the easy part of this week, I think. That is the part I have done before. I know how it all will go. I know I will be nervous. I know I will pace a little bit before dialing the number. And I will silently pray that I reach their voicemail so I can leave a message and so then they can email me and then we can just do it that way. I know I will struggle to get the right words out when they do pick up the phone. I know the people on the other side will respond to me kindly. I know they know the rules. They know slichot. They will understand what this means and why we do it and how to move forward. But this year, how do I deal with what I have not encountered before? This is uncharted territory. How can I ask forgiveness to people in a picture who I wished illness and suffering upon? How can I reconcile with people who I still feel in my heart do not deserve reconciliation? How do I ask forgiveness, even to God, for thoughts and feelings and words of hate and anger when those people are actively hurting people I love through their words of hate and anger and careless, selfish action and inaction? Where do I begin? Shalosh Esrei Midot Harachamim, or the 13 attributes of divine mercy, are the first words in this process, and possibly this year, they are the most important steps of the process in order to make right what we have wronged to those who do not know us, see us, or hear us. Because really, the damage we do in this case is to ourselves, to our souls, to our relationship with God. And in the end, because all souls are intertwined, we do it to one another. Our slichot might then be to repair the damage of our souls in feeling and thinking and saying and experiencing that which harms us and thus separates us from the divine, from one another, damages our health, causes us stress and anxiety and fear. We have to understand who God is in order to try to live in the image of the divine. And so in Exodus 34, Moses encounters God on the mountain. God appears to him, demonstrating to Moses and to us the methods of God's activity, the 13 attributes of divine mercy, that by which all that we experience as God appears through reality, as God's control over all that exists. We must then say, Adonai, God, show me compassion right now before I sin, before I move away from you. Adonai, God, show me compassion in the moment after I have felt these things, said these things that I know are not me, who you created me to be. El, you are might in compassion. You give me everything according to what I truly need, even when I am scared, even when I think I will lose it all. Rachum, you are merciful to humankind. You do not bring distress upon us, even when you allow it. Vechanun, you are gracious when we find we are in distress. You never leave us. You help us. Erech Apayim, you are slow to anger and you model this for us, so we can ask to also slow our own anger toward others. Yet you still anger, and so we understand that anger is a quality God models, not as something to avoid, but as something to control. Virav Chesed, you are plenteous in kindness, so you teach us to be kind. Ve'emet, you are truth, and by knowing you, we know truth. We know the way toward redemption. Notzer Chesed La Alafim, you keep kindness unto thousands of years, of generations, of all time. We know this is you always and forever. Nose Avon, you forgive our iniquities, and so we must learn and strive and practice forgiving the iniquities of others in our lives, even when others are unfair or hurt us. Vefesha, you forgive our transgressions, and so we must learn and strive and practice forgiving the transgressions of others in our lives, even when they fail to follow laws and rules and ordinances which protect people we love. Vehata'a, you forgive our sins, and so we must learn and strive and practice forgiving the sins of others in our lives, even when they claim that what they do is in your name, even when we know that what they do is not in the image of the divine. Vinake, you pardon us, and so we must learn and strive and practice pardoning others in our lives. If we do not, we are the ones who are held captive, suspended in time, unable to move forward, beyond, toward refinement, to what God has for us in our lives.